Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant.
Thank you, Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, we take verse 6 and 7. Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Philippians 4, 6 to 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. John 14:27. Let's take John 14:27. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives you, I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled. Never let them be afraid. If the world has dealt with you before, you will learn not to trust anybody. In fact, some people tell you, even me, I don't trust myself. If the world have affected you negatively, if the world has been revealed to you, it gets to a time when you don't trust anybody. If the world has dealt with you, it comes to a time when you are discouraged, you are depressed, you are disappointed, you are. It's when he gives his word to you, look at it and say, But I need to know that the peace that God gives through Jesus Christ is not like the world gives. And therefore he said, be anxious for nothing. I give you peace. I leave my peace with you. And the peace I give you is not like the world gives. Therefore, be anxious for nothing. Listen to me. The benefit of the peace of God is that it takes away every worry and every anxiety. Worry is a self-imposed punishment. Worry is a self-acquired torment. Worry is doubt in the ability of God to take care of you. Worry is a sign of unbelief. Worry is saying, God, you can't do it. Let me do it myself. Peace of God is the antidote to worry in life. God never asks anybody to worry. He says, don't worry, pray. The summary of Philippians 4, 6 is, don't worry. Philippians 4, 6, let me have it. Don't worry, pray. So, the aspect of your spirit you use to worry is the aspect you use to pray. If you worry, you can't pray. Is there anybody that was not able to sleep last night? We're tossing to and fro, thinking about money and different things we think about in Nigeria. At that time, worry. When a man worries, let him not say, I trust God. When a man worries, let him not say, I trust God. When a man worries, he's saying, God, you cannot do it. Let me do it myself. Worry never helps anybody. Worry adds problems to the heart of people. And that's why Jesus said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So the peace of God is the solution to the fear of man. When a man is living in fear, what he needs is the peace of God. And for every believer, God has given us his peace to the load and the body. The load you are carrying is too big already. He has not given you fear. He has not given you worry. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. Let not your heart be troubled, and let not your heart be afraid. And can I ask you, all the things you worried about, what happened to them? Do you know that it has been proven? Now you can start writing them down. Any day you are worried about something, write them down. It has been proven that over 80% of what people worry about does not come to pass. Worry is a waste of time. Worry is a waste of energy. Worry is a waste of positive thinking, positive energy. Worry is a waste of human life. Think about it. What you worried about last year, about your children, did it come to pass? What? God. Because I love you, the future and life is worth the living. About the peace of God. Get the CDs or whatever they sent you. Listen to it. I don't want to go back to it, but I need you to know that the peace of God is rest in the midst of a problem, in the midst of a turmoil, in the midst of a difficulty. Men say peace is the absence of conflict. God says, okay, maybe as you will pray, there are some things you will. It cannot stop some things. But in the midst of those things, He comes and He gives you peace. And He gives you rest. That is the peace of God. And that peace makes you look foolish. And that's why the Bible says it passes every understanding. Nobody can explain it. He lost His charge. I've shared before. I think I shared it recently again. I was in Port Harcourt serving. We had a vigil. And one of our sisters was going to have a vigil. And very powerful vigil. Very powerful. And then she left and went home. We did it at the NCCF family house. She went home. And when she got home, she discovered that the We enter the car. We're going first. As we are going, my friend Lai asked me. Some of you know Lai. Dr. Lai, he asked me. He said, "You know, what are we going there to do?" Say, "Let's get there." We got there. When we got there, our friend started shouting up and down. "Where did you put the baby? Bring them. Where is he? Where is he? Where which hospital did you take her to?" And everywhere shouting, screaming. "We are here. We are here to pray. Bring the baby. Do this. Do that." For like 30 minutes, she was displaying, shouting on the brother, doing different things. "Where is the baby? Where is this?" The peace of God passes understanding. The brother was calming her down. Said, "Calm down." Said, "No, this cannot happen. I can't go for vigil, come back, and this will happen." When I was in the day, he was doing that, I raised a song. Kile hole she ono me. Kile hole she.
Hole she. Onavru me. Kile hole she.
Raise the song. As I raised that first song, you know, the presence of God came down. We started taking different songs in worship. By the time we started the song, she lied down on the floor, started crying. The brother came. The mother of the child came. They hugged her. Yeah. They started crying. And I was raising worship song. And they started lifting holy hands. The praise of God was mighty. You know, powerful in our midst. The Lord gave peace. Family. And you look at it and say, "God, why now? Why are you not? Why are you not?" He's saying, "My peace, my shalom, is greater than your difficulty. I will take you through it and show men that I am seen mighty by my peace." That kind of peace does not make sense. Who loses the daughter and praise the Lord? Don't you know that Job is a madman? The Lord give her, the Lord take her. And worship the Lord. It's a peace that passes understanding. And that peace terminates worries. That peace rules over every difficulty in our lives. Are you seeing, church? Listen to me. It is only the peace of God that is the solution to every heart problem. Let not your heart be troubled. My peace I give unto you. Let not your heart, the one that pumps blood, the one that out of it are the issues of life, the only solution to any problem of the heart is peace of God. I challenged people in the second and third service or first service and said, "There are some ailments you have. You'll be going for checkup. They will see nothing. The solution to it is peace of God. Solution to it is peace of God. That will make me to lie down and sleep in peace. It is a wicked that God has given to be tossing up and down. But for his beloved, he has given them peace." And you know what? Most of the things we disturb ourselves about, you have no control over them. Can I advise you like I advise them in other services? Whatever you have no control about, over, hand them over to God. Why should I worry about it? What I can do about it is pray about it. And pray for them wherever they are. For you that your children are in body as you, now you carry your hand, put them there. So why are you bothering yourself? Now you carry them, go. And now that they are there, hand them over to the hand of the Lord. And stop killing yourself slowly. The peace of God is the only solution to any heart problem, whether spiritual, physical heart, whatever heart it is. If you allow the peace of God to rule in you, you'll be shocked how that stress, high blood pressure, whatever is called, depression, you'll be shocked how it will disappear. It is the peace of God. Then in the first and second time, we discovered that the peace of Jesus. Proverbs 12, 20. Proverbs 12, 20. See, sir. Proverbs 12, 20. Is the peace of God that gives an environment for joy to thrive. Deceit is in the heart of those who devise it. But those who plan peace have joy. Peace provides a conducive atmosphere for joy to flow. And joy is different from happiness. Joy is not circumstance or occasion or time dependent. Joy only flows from within the Spirit of God. It is only peace that makes joy available unto us. There is a conducive attitude. The agitations of your mind, give it to God. The troubles of your heart, commit it to God. And let the peace of God that passes every understanding come upon you. Can we check? Is it 1 Kings 4:26? 1 Kings 4:26. 2 Kings 4:26. Sorry. 2 Kings 4:26. Such a great faith of a woman that Elisha was staying with. And Elisha had just left. Elisha prayed for the woman, and the woman had a child. And after some time, the child died. But Elisha was not at home. And the woman sent to the husband and said, "Send me a donkey or maybe a horse. Let me go." And he said, "It is well." You know, most of the time, we say about Abraham and Sarah. And we say, if Abraham had told Sarah that God wants me to go and sacrifice Isaac, that the mother would never allow it. Abi. So because of that, we think men are champions. Did you know that if this woman had told the husband also that the child was dead, the husband would not make him go and meet Elijah. Men, the child is dead, now. How will you go? I hope you know that. Hello, are you still in church? I hope there is peace. And shalom. See, it was a moment where a woman's or a mother's heart should be troubled. But the woman knows that my crying, my weeping will not solve this problem. It is beyond my control. Let me go and meet you. Can help me. Please, can we? How have you been able to do with it? You need the peace of God. So, in the midst of a turmoil, you will understand what shalom is by looking at the story of this woman. In the midst of a turmoil, Elisha sent Gehazi to her and said, "Run at once to meet her and say to her, is there shalom? Is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your child?" And what did she say? If you are watching one video, what did she say? Hey! Bah! Hey! 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 I don't die! Yo. Hey! 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 Tell me, I mean, no listen! It has never solved any problem. She was calm in the midst of it. That is the definition of peace. The one that can help her. And my question is the same question of Elisha. Is it well with you? Is it well with your husband or your wife? Is it well with your child? What is your answer? Hello, what is your answer? I can't hear you. What is your answer? Let's look at it physically. Was it well at that time? In the midst of it is not well, she knew that peace makes things well. And let me tell you, peace of God always produces results. Let there be peace all around us in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. The peace of God of life. Please, enough of jumping up and down as if you are unbelievers. My soul has found a resting place, not in the vast or
great. I differ from the living one. He is blood
for me.
Surely
I
give the Lord
more than
I give.
Mind about what he has for me, and then I'm peaceful in the midst of it. Don't let worry steal your joy. Your reaction to the situation is the most important thing than the situation. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. So there was storm all around. See, as everything is going upside down, you did not even come. And you know, most of the time when we are facing challenges of life, God is always silent. My God, where are you? My God, where are you? And he is silent. At that time, what you need is peace, sir. He came, stood up, and shouted, peace. Be still. Peace. Be still. Their shouting did not make a difference. They needed peace. The peace was made available and it was sorted out. For every storm in your life, what you need is peace. Oh Lord, a thorn in my flesh. Ah, apostle to the Gentiles. I have started churches everywhere. I have preached the gospel everywhere. Lord, take this sin away. My grace is sufficient for you. My always think the way I think, sir. God loves me so much. God has the best in store for me. Even if it has not happened now, he will still do it. When I don't know, I want to leave him to be God. A God that I set time for is more. He's not God. A God that I have a formula for is not God. A God I can command is not God. A God that I can always predict is not God. The day we can predict God, he does in God. So when he does it the same way yesterday, and he does not do it today, let's understand that that is what makes him God. Hey, you did for me, Vitalis. You did not do for me. Let's understand that's what makes him God. Are we saying, church? And I have you ready. Then I will give you rest. Let me look at it in this direction today. Come unto me, all you that have labored in prayers. And it looks as if there is no answer yet. I will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that have labored with prayer and fasting. I will give you rest. Come unto me, all you that have used Christian formulas that has worked for everybody, and it looks as if it's not working for you. I will give you rest. There is more in God. There is labor for 6 days. There is rest for 1 day. There is a room for rest. There is a role for rest in your miracle. There is rest. I pray for everybody, every agitation in your mind, in the name of Jesus, I ask for peace of mind, peace of conscience, peace in your conscience, peace in your mind, peace in your heart, peace in every situation, in the name of Jesus. So for every panic attack, hypertension, depression, mental health issues, stress, heart-related diseases, you need peace.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood?
Anger is that we have cheapened the blood of the spirit is that cheapening the anointing, the blood. See, the blood brings healing, it brings deliverance. The blood also brings peace. That same blood that gave you salvation also gave you peace. It's just that we pick the ones we want. I'm here to tell you that the blood of Jesus is the source of your peace. Your peace has been purchased. It is in the blood. Every peace made available by the blood, I assess for my troubled heart, I assess the peace that comes from the blood. I assess. We thank you. In the cross. Peace of God in my heart. be ready. I'll be at the chemo playing. Maybe I'll be singing. Your own is just speak peace. Speak peace. Arise like Jesus and speak peace. To every trouble, I speak peace. To the challenge of life, I speak peace. To the delay, I speak peace. To the worship, I speak peace. I receive peace. I receive peace. In the worship, when my strength fails me, I receive peace. I receive the peace of the Lord. 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 Concerning my children, they are the Maria Cada. Let the God of all peace fight your battles. Let the God of all peace answer your deepest soul cry. Let the God of all peace take away every shame. The peace of God that passes every understanding, that brings about every form of reward, let that be your portion in this situation. Lord, we thank you and glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Shalom. Shalom to you. Shalom to your house. Shalom to all that you have. Lift your hands up and say, shalom to me. Shalom to my children. Shalom to all that I have. Shalom to my work. Shalom to every trouble. Shalom to every difficulty. Shalom to every challenge. Shalom on any issue. Shalom concerning any depression. Shalom concerning the trouble. Shalom to my house. Shalom to what I have. Shalom to what I owe. Shalom to what I own. Shalom to my possessions. Shalom to my inheritance. Shalom to every area of my life. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. Broken, nothing lacking, nothing missing, nothing destroyed, nothing destroyed, nothing decayed, nothing spoiled, nothing stolen, nothing taken away, nothing transferred to another. In the name of Jesus, may you receive help, shalom, and grace all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.